Our business meeting for today, we're going to ask Amen Deacon Lynn to come and lead us in a word of prayer as we get started with our business.
Lord God, we come before you to thank and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to look upon each and every person here, Lord God.
Yes,
bless our business meeting, Lord. Bless us with understanding, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God, hallelujah, with clarity, Lord God.
Yes.
Have your way in our midst, Lord God. We just want to thank you for all things, Lord God. Thank you for your word on this morning. Lord God, I ask that you continue to be with us all day long. Even all the blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's all say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again. I will read our scripture for us coming from Psalms 1. Amen. Praise God from the first Psalm, a familiar passage of scripture to us. Psalms number 1 reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Amen. Let's all say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. At this time, praise God, we end 16. Amen. Those that, amen, praise God, should have a copy of the report. You have your copies. Amen, praise God. The beginning balance brought forward from, this brought forth balance is from 2015.
So on your, those who have the copy, make sure that
Okay. So then this is the beginning balance that is brought forward from 2015 is, $362,227.30. Income for the month of January, $3,883. From February, $6,276. March, $6,594. April, $4,606.92. May, $4,751.40. June, $6,614.40. July, $5,319. August income, $5,589. September income, $4,673. October income, $4,269. November, $7,400. And in December, $7,832. Total income, our expenses. Our January expenses was $79,050. That month is high because we purchased two new vans, which we paid for in cash. So give God a praise. Thank you. Our February expenses, $3,061.30. March, $4,937.09. April, $3,233.33. May, $3,420.59. June, $5,530.80. July, $4,521.35. August was $9,966.08. And September, was $4,000. Our total expenses for the year of 2016 was $131,105.84. This, amen, praise God, subtracted from our beginning balance, beginning balance of $62,227.30, in addition with our income of $67,807.72, less our expenses of $131,105.84, leaves us a current balance starting January of 2017, this year. A current balance as of January was $298,929.18. That's what we have in the bank.
Amen.
Plus a
little.
Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So then, as we tell you before, just look around. Amen. Praise God. Because it's God's provision.
Right.
Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's our faithfulness to God to give our tithes and to give our offering. Praise God. That, amen. Praise God. We have our vans paid for, our buildings paid for, and
we've
got $298,000 in the bank. Can we say amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, give him a praise. Just a note, amen, praise God, just a note, and amen, praise God, we need, amen, a move to adopt these, this financial report in a second, but just a note, amen, praise God, that almost 2 years, probably a little bit more than 2 years now, we've incurred an additional less for our needs, so we are thankful to God
for
his provision. You ought to give him another
praise.
So praise God. We need a motion.
I move that.
That we accept.
That we accept
the financial report.
The financial report.
As it is presented to you.
As it is presented to you.
Did somebody give a second?
Second.
Okay. I think it's a second. Amen. All right. So it's moved. Amen. Praise God. By Sister Sega Nega. Amen. Praise God. To accept the financial report and second by, amen, Sister Trina Dews. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. All right. At this time, praise God, our secretary is coming, Sister Kim Dews. She's going to read for us the minutes. Amen. From 2016.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
I will now read the annual business meeting minutes. The meeting was Sunday, February the 28th, 2016. The annual business meeting started at 2:27 p.m. The meeting was called to order by Pastor Charles Cunningham, prayer led by Deacon Darren Land, and the scripture was read by Deacon Frank Harries. The church financial report for 2015 was read by Pastor Cunningham. The report documented breakdowns of monthly church expenditures. The financial report is available to the members of Mount Zion upon request. And we're going to move on to the auxiliaries, church business. Pastor stated that the requirements of all auxiliaries, including the choir, are to continue to meet at least twice a year. Mm-hmm. Minutes are to be taken and submitted to the pastor. Each member of Mount Zion is expected to be involved with a church activity and or serve on an auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
Junior church. Pastor stated that the junior church is not functioning at this time. Pastor also stated that Sister Carolyn Connor has stepped down. Pastor asked if there were any volunteers that would like to head the junior church. Sister Paulette Land volunteered to head up the junior church. She stated that the Lord had put it on her heart to do it. Pastor asked Sister Land if she was going to keep the same schedule that Sister Carolyn had for the junior church, which is January, April, July, and October. Sister Lamb replied she would get back to Pastor in 30 days regarding a new schedule for the junior church. Sister Joanne Jones and Sister Sheila Cunningham agreed to stay on as volunteers to help out Sister Lamb with the junior church. Sister Trina Dews volunteered to be a volunteer also. Now we're going to move on to the visitor ministry outreach. The president is Sister Jean Queen. Sister Queen stated that everything is beautiful. She also stated that the spreadsheet is up and running, and she's adding on every time she gets a new visitor. Sister Queen stated that the visitors sometimes give very little information about themselves, and a lot of them just don't want to be contacted. Sister Queen stated that she would now be giving the visitors a letter, bookmarker, and a card with Mount Zion information. Sister Queen stated that Sister Cunningham, Sister Connor, Sister Janice Dawkins, and Sister Gail has joined the visitors ministry. Senior usher, the president is now Sister Kimberly Smith. Pastor announced that Sister Janice Dawkins stepped down as president of the senior usher. He announced that Sister Kim Smith is the new president of the senior usher. Transportation Committee, Deacon Darren Land is the president. Pastor stated that we've received several tickets this year. Pastor also stated that drivers need to be more mindful of speeding while driving the van. Pastor stated that Deacon Land, that he stated to Deacon Land that he's still not getting that 2 week in advance notice who will be driving Mount Zion van when we go out to engagements. Pastor asked Deacon Land, is there anything he would like to say regarding the oil changes and cleaning the van? Deacon Land stated that Sister Sherlina has been taking care of the vans. Deacon Land asked that everyone please put your trash in the trash can and help keep the vans clean. The Kitchen Committee, Sister Kim Smith is the president. Sister Kim Smith stated that she didn't have any comments at that time. The Home Ownership, Sister Leslie Dews is the president. Pastor stated that there hasn't been any responses, so he's going to suspend the homeowners program until further notice. The Crisis Ministry, Mother Dolores Dews is the president. Mother Dolores Dews stated that she would like to keep everything private between Pastor and the Crisis Ministry for confidentiality purpose. Mm-hmm. Brothers of Mount Zion, Pastor encouraged the brothers to stay and help out the church when we have special occasions, especially at night. He stated the brothers should make sure they lock up the church, make sure everything is okay before leaving. Also, the brothers were advised to make sure that the sisters get to their cars safely. Volunteers assisting with baptism for women. Sister Cunningham is the chairperson. Pastor asked that when the volunteers are helping out with the ladies, please make sure the women have undergarments on underneath their robes. The new members class. Pastor announced that the new members class has been canceled. Mount Zion Book Club. Sister Leslie Dews is the president. Sister Leslie Dews didn't have any comments at that time. Mount Zion International Night. Sister Sega Naga is the president. Sister Naga stated that she didn't have any comments at that time. Then we're going to move on to the new business for 2016. The choir. Pastor announced that Faithful is now the only choir of Mount Zion. Sister Todd Naga is the director of Faithful, and Leslie Dews is assistant director. Communion ushers. Sister Kim Dews became the new president of the communion ushers. Brother Leifert McLean accepted the request to become the communion usher as vice president. The newsletter. Sister Kimberly Smith is the president. Sister Kim Smith was introduced as the new president for the newsletter committee. Sister Kim Smith introduced the new members of the newsletters, Sister Cunningham, Sister Queen, Sister Leslie, Sister Nager, Mother Dews, and Sister Kim Dews. Sister Kim Dews also Sister Kim Smith stated that the newsletter will be distributed every 90 days. Sister Kim stated that the first newsletter would be titled The Message of Hope. And I'm going to read the meeting of attendees. At first, it was Pastor Charles Cunningham, Sister Carolyn Connors, Sister Sheila Cunningham, Sister Janice Dawkins, Mother Dolores Dews, Sister Kimberly Dews, Sister Trina Dews, Deacon Frank Harries, Mother Harries, Sister Joanne Jones, Deacon Darren Land, Sister Paulette Land, Sister Jeanette Dixon, Sister Jean Queen, Sister Tanya Ray, Sister Kimberly Smith, Brother Leifert McLean, Sister Karen Allen, Sister Leslie Dews, Sister Seda Nega, Sister Trina Dews, and Sister Kimonia Dyer. The annual business meeting adjourned at 3:45 p.m. Thank you.
Amen. Let's all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We also need a motion to adopt the minutes as they have been read. And a second. Motion to adopt the minutes from Sister Leslie Dews and the acceptance. A second from Sister Jeanette. And Dixon. Can we say amen?
Yes.
All right, praise God. Can we say amen?
Amen,
amen. Praise God. As we have a motion to adopt and accept, amen, praise God, these minutes, praise God, as they have been read. All right, let's start off with our old business, praise God, and amen, praise God. The old business, praise God, is reminding us again, praise God, for the requirement of all the auxiliaries, praise God, to have at least two meetings a year. And praise God, to be reminded also for those members of the auxiliary, unless there is some extenuating circumstance, amen, you're still expected, if you're the head of the auxiliary or a member of the auxiliary, to be present on Friday night for Bible class at least two out of the month. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So praise God, we want you to make the meetings, amen, praise God, at least twice a year, and we want you to make two Bible class, amen, praise God, a month, if you're going to be in good standing, amen, praise God, on your auxiliary. Amen, praise God. For the junior church, we have gotten, and we had no word from Sister Land concerning a continuation, a rescheduling of a junior church. We haven't got any feedback from any of those listed as, amen, serving on the junior church. So, unless I'm mistaken, at this time, junior church is still not functioning. Is that correct? That's correct. All right, so then, praise God, at this time, praise God, unless someone, amen, praise God, else is desiring, amen, praise God, to head up and lead a junior church. We got no response from last year, praise God. And so then, if someone else is willing to do junior church, you can make that known to us at this time. And if not, praise God, junior church is non-functional at this time. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right, praise God. We are at the visitors ministry. Amen, praise God. And so then we'll get a report from Sister Queen on the visitors ministry. We have not yet, amen, praise God, had, amen, praise God, a request to purchase the bookmarkers or... The visitor's letter, that's not being given out, is it?
Yes,
it is. The visitor's letter is given out for every visitor they
give
out. Okay, good. So go ahead, Sister Queen, give us your report. Did we get the bookmarks?
Yes.
Y'all didn't get it from us? We didn't give you the money?
Yeah,
okay, that's my oversight then, my oversight. All right, so they're getting the letter and the bookmark. All right, go ahead, Sister Queen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Okay, as far as the visitors ministry, I believe it's really doing very well.
Okay.
As the pastor said, you know, we're giving out a letter, the bookmarker, and a little postcard. which have all the listed services of Mount Zion. Because I know on the letter that they fill out, they have to indicate, you know, are they interested in Bible class or, you mm-hmm. know, first-time visitors and different categories. Mm-hmm. So all of that information is provided for them when we give them their little package. And so far, I have not received any complaints
Good.
In regard, you know, to what we have been giving out to them. And I'm glad to say, so far we have a total. We had a total last year of 49 people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who,
thank
you. Filled out the form, and I have the spreadsheet for you, Pastor.
Amen. And I want to give me a package too. Amen. Let's give God a praise.
Amen.
Come on, give God a praise. So that we have had, amen. Praise God. Oh, this is pretty good.
And I'm talking about coming in here.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'm just being, okay. I'm saying when people, everybody can't read and everybody can't write.
Okay, so.
Can't assume that everybody can do it.
That could be just a matter of when we give them the yes. visitor's form, if, you know, would you like us to fill this out for you, or do you want to fill it out?
Oh, okay.
We can do that. That's right. Amen.
No problem.
So that's a good suggestion. All right, let's give God praise again. All right, praise God. We are down, praise God, to the senior ushers, Sister Ken Smith. Okay. So all I need is submission for you from all you need to do is inform me of your new officers, which you have done. And so then, praise God, how it goes is that if I have an issue or something, then I'll get back in touch with you.
Okay.
But I'll let you elect your, you know, for those who can elect offices or who desire to elect offices, we let you do that in-house.
Okay.
And when you do that, I just need to know who's who.
Okay.
And then if there is an issue with who's who, then this is kind
of... Do you want the names of all our new members who are in charge of baptism? We called them up last year, but I don't know if you want it for your report. I don't know.
When we get down there, if you've got new members, yeah. And we're going to... also, we'll find on the calendar that we're going to schedule a retraining.
Yes.
Or a retraining for the baptismal, for the deacons, for those on your committee, and for any potential new members. Amen. Praise God. We want to, amen, go over some things with you when we get to that. But that's on the calendar.
Okay.
We'll discuss it. And when we get down to the baptismal committee, you can give us your new members. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So, all right, for the ushers. The Transportation Committee. Let me put this. Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Two more things. I'm sorry. The usher board made some changes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Can we? Okay. So give God a praise. The only other question, we are covering the space for the Youth for Christ ushers. The Youth for Christ ushers are not functioning at this time, but they're being incorporated. And so then they're being covered, praise God, through, amen, the senior ushers. So let's give the Lord a
hand.
All right, praise God. We are, amen, down. We were down to the Transportation Committee. And I was going to put this plug in. Deacon Land, amen, praise God, needs some help on the Transportation Committee. And so anybody that, amen, praise God, wants to help out, amen, praise God, as far as driving, as far as, you know, taking the van back and forth for whatever, amen, praise God, there is needed. And so if you're looking for something to do, that's an area to volunteer. And Brother Lloyd is raising his hand. So Deacon Land, you don't have to get you a vice president and a secretary, and we can work on some of these other things that we still need to come up in and come up with. So do you have anything to say?
No. mean, it, because we haven't been to drive with this, and since Lorena has been helping me on this part of the maintenance on the van,
mm-hmm.
and she's able, but other than that, there's nothing else to report.
Okay, so, and we still want you to still tweak on this, giving us notification a couple of, you know, a couple of Sundays ahead of time when we do. So then what I'm going to need the Transportation Committee to do, when you get your calendar, mm-hmm. go down the calendar, go through the calendar. When you see our going out dates, mm-hmm. sure, and we don't have someone to come. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right. And the Kitchen Committee, again, Sister Kitchen. All right, so we're going to get the safety training done for the Kitchen Committee this year. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The crisis, can we say amen again?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. Anything Mother Dudes from Crisis Committee?
No, not at this time.
Amen, praise God. All right, praise God. What we did on last year, brothers, is now dying. We want to continue, praise God, in that same vein and in that same. What we usually try to do is we don't leave one to leave. Everything's in order. Can we say amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. And so then what it is a walkthrough before we go out to lock up, making sure that the lights are off, making sure that no toilets.
Amen.
All right, so let's keep that moving. And here you are, Sister.
I'm sorry. Daniel had his hand up before, Sister.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were asking if
we can leave with him.
Amen. And again, praise God. Let's be as kill you from fellowship, but don't be excessive, because as Deacon Land, I mean, as Brother Lord has said.
Through 2017, January through March, is Sister Cunningham, Sister Dixon, Sister Smith. April through June is Sister Land and Sister Trinity's. July through September is Sister Dorkins and Sister Queen. October through December is Sister Brown, Bonnie, Sister Jones, and Sister Adams. Now, just last year, for our new people and our old ones, we did have our learning how to go for baptism already. I already taught them how to do it. Sister Trinity had been ill, so she didn't take the course with us. But as soon as she gets better, she will. And we don't have a, like, I'm supposed to do it every 3 months, but so you're going to change it to do whatever time you say. So we have we have training every 3 months, but we'll always have the training every 3 months.
Okay, well, that's good you have training every 3 months, but we're going to have a special.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is just, for right now, our special is just going to be this one.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, Pastor. I'm going to give you a copy of this, too.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right, praise God. Sister Leslie Dees for the book club. Anything?
So, the book club.
Amen. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So, amen. Praise God. Sister Kimberly Dees for the communion ushers. Anything to report?
No, not at this time, Pastor. I already stated that Brother Leiford became the vice president.
Okay. All right. Amen. Again, Sister Kim Smith for the news.
I just wanted to
know
if you'd like to have more input from the church for the newsletter.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Say amen again. So, amen, praise God. Sometimes, praise God, you can submit just a testimony for newsletter. God's always doing something. There's always fresh news among the people of God, because God's always doing something. And so, on something. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And we're appreciative of what God does. And amen, we can spread it out among the saints. So let's do a little more participation in our newsletter. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right, by way, that concludes our old business. The new business, we don't have a whole lot, but amen, praise God, we do want to acknowledge the fact that we have a new auxiliary. Amen. Sister Naga is heading up a new auxiliary. Amen, praise God. The Seeking Sisters, amen, praise God, and they will be scheduling their first meeting in February. Also, praise God, we were blessed, praise God, to have a new auxiliary started up under Sister Shanora Davis. Amen, praise God. The Yams, praise God, and they are moving forward and have been doing well. So let's give the Lord a hand for them. As I already mentioned to you, praise God, that we will be doing retraining, amen, for baptismal candidates, for the deacons, and for those that were working, amen, praise God, with the baptismal, for those on Sister Cunningham list, and amen, praise God, and hopefully if somebody else want to help out, you can. But we will be doing that retraining, praise God, it's on our schedule, and we'll hit it when we go through our calendar. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. All right, at this point, we open, we... yes, you can pass the calendars out. At this point, praise God, we are going to open... Thank you. Thank you. We're going to open up, amen, the floor. If you have an suggestion, an idea, amen, praise God, or amen, praise God, some constructive comment, we want to hear some of those at this time. Amen, praise God, if you have a suggestion, an idea, what we can do or what we can do better, amen, praise God, we will hear it at this time. Randy.
Yes. Radio broadcast.
Uh-huh.
I have a suggestion.
Okay, do you regularly listen to the radio broadcast?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
1340.
Yes, sir.
930.
So how many other regular listeners have we got? We got the radio, well, you, little piece you can get. All right, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, go ahead, Randy.
Okay, so being as though I am a regular listener,
mm-hmm,
and a promoter of the broadcast.
Thank you, G.
When scriptures have to be good.
Okay, all right. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right, so that suggestion is, amen, praise God, dealing with the radio broadcast and the scripture, amen, that we give. Any other danger?
To add on to that, I kind of know what he's talking about in regards to that, you know, reading the entire scripture versus just giving which scripture you're going to read from,
mm-hmm,
and then going to the word, because you do want to hear the word, and because it's only a 30-minute segment, you pretty much, person who is listening in, they probably be like, man, I wish I, you know, heard him speak more. And I'm like, of course, that's kind of like a good thing. Of course, give the scripture because you want to hear, but mm-hmm, there's some way you can alter where you know, read the scripture, then go to the references of scripture where you come from, and then go be able to go right to the preacher.
If we adopt a change, what we could do if we did that, amen, praise God, is amen. Prior to me giving you scriptures, as I'm going to give you on Sunday morning, I can just note the scriptures, and Deacon Land can start that tape to get those, stop it, and then when we, after we, you know, give you your scriptures, restart it. And so if we adopted that, then that's something we, that's a way we could address it. Amen. That's a way. All right. Any other suggestions, Kim?
Pastor, Mother Deuce asked me to remind you. She reminded me of something, but mm-hmm, I had already talked to you, gave me your okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make sure, is it still okay about, I talked to you about the 90th birthday party for
yes.
Mother Callahan.
Yes.
So we can 91st birthday for Mother Callahan. It's okay.
It's
not
on
the calendar.
Oh, it's not on there. Yeah.
I don't think because we didn't have a definite for Junior Callahan.
Yeah.
So since it's not on the calendar, we on record is saying that it can be done.
It can be done.
Thank you.
As long as when we talked before, as long as Junior is going to be responsible for getting Mom up here.
Right. And that's
so
what he
we
said.
Don't want to make sure that he's going to follow through because we don't want to make the preparation
right.
and then they
right.
don't follow through. So, yes.
We're coming up around that time.
Okay.
Around like the week before her birthday.
Okay.
Because they're going to New Jersey.
Okay. So they will definitely be.
Yeah. So I'll be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
We'll have that after
we'll
service.
Have the dinner.
Yes. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he had wanted us to come down. But we're busy in the month of March.
Yeah.
So he said, well, maybe I'll bring her here. And I said, well, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you think we just had
just
a dinner.
Just had a dinner. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. And
I was in reference to that. Actually, Pastor, the date is March the 26th that we spoke of, Junior Callahan, but we're going to double check to make sure. But on that date, actually, we'll see it further on the calendar. We go to Bishop Davis, mm-hmm. so it will be like we're just cooking dinner because we have a second service.
Mm-hmm.
But in cooking dinner, it'll be a surprise birthday
exactly.
party
exactly.
for Mother Callahan.
Okay. Okay, that would work out beautifully
yep.
if
yep.
we can work that.
Yep.
That will work out. And
yep.
so then, all right, final call for suggestion. Once, and Randy again.
I don't know if it's appropriate now or later, but
for that, amen, praise God. That issue is between me and you, and already let you know that I will give you information on April concerning that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. That's our suggestions then. So we thank the Lord for you. Amen. Praise God. At this time, then we're going to move on to our calendar. And we will look at our calendar for 2017. Okay. I have something else, I think, but I have to get my mind back to it. So let's look at amen, our calendar for 2017. Follow us through. Amen. Praise God. In the month of February, and I'm going to try to be fast. Today's the business meeting. Amen. Praise God. Saturday coming. Amen. Praise God. We will be having service at Bethel Temple. We will be going there. The service is at 11. The vans will be leaving here at 11 a.m. And services there is at 1 p.m. Again, we need sign up so we can know who's going. Friday, the 24th, the Yams has an open mic night. Sister Davis is the chairperson. On Saturday is a book club meeting on the 25th of February. And Saturday, the 4th of March, the Yams has a health seminar. Sister Davis will inform us for the times. Sunday, March the 5th, there is going to be the meeting held with the it's going to be baptismal training. Can we say amen?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm sorry. We will. Okay, so we let you know. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, amen, praise God. Friday and Saturday, Friday through Saturday, excuse me, that's March the 17th through March the 18th, we have a two-day fellowship with the United Church of Jesus Christ. Ella Miller is the pastor. We'll be going to Queenstown, Maryland. And depending on, I'll talk with Deacon Land if he can cover us for the Bible class if he's not going. And if he is going, praise God, then we'll make some other arrangements on that Friday night. That's March the 17th through the 18th. And we will have a two-day fellowship with United Church of Jesus Christ. Yes.
Where exactly is it?
I'm sorry. It's
in Easton, like Easton, Maryland.
Okay.
Is it overnight then?
Yes.
Now, it is overnight, but you are not, because of the distance, if you want to attend the fellowship and don't want to stay overnight, it's drivable. You can go up and come back. The fellowship, Elder Easton will be having service on that Friday night, and so then we'll go up, we'll check into the hotel, we'll be there for, or, and not stay. Or if you want to come up for the Saturday afternoon service when we are up there, when we will be given due stay.
Right? Yes, and the service is at 1 p.m. on that Saturday, and more information will be coming shortly, but I can tell you that we do have reservations. It's the Holiday Inn Express Hotel. It's like a new hotel out there. That's all you're going to get out that way. So we'll leave here. Those who want to spend the night, the vans, if you don't mind me going through it fast.
Yes, go ahead.
The van will be driving on Friday, and we'll leave here at a certain time, go check in, like Pastor said, and then go to the service. And it'll be Elder Easton of Glorious Church Friday night. Saturday is Mount Zion day for Pastor to preach there at 1 p.m. When that's over, then we'll come back home. If those who don't want to go up on Friday night, just meet us there by 1 p.m. on Saturday, which is the 18th of March.
Amen. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise God. On March the 26th, amen, praise God, we had an evening service. We'll be going to Bishop Davis, Mount Calvary. And then on April the 9th, we will have the service, praise God, with Elder Miller coming, amen, to us. Is here, of course, and it's presented by the Sunday School Department. This is on a Friday, so we will have service, praise God, at 7:30 probably. We have listed 8 p.m., but probably 7:30 for the Easter program.
Okay. The
Easter program is when? That is on the 14th of April.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Saturday, April 15th, the cooking class held here at Mount Zion by the Kitchen Committee. April the 23rd, we have an evening service with Refuge Temple, Bishop Fields. We will have that service here, and it will be hosted by the Hospitality Club. On April the 29th, amen, 12 p.m. On Sunday, April the 29th, the joint communion service, Mount Zion will be going to Harrisburg. In the month of May the 7th, we will be going, amen, praise God, over to Pastor Wright on that Sunday at 4 p.m. Saturday, April the 20th, Bethel Temple Prayer Breakfast. The event will be held here at Mount Zion. Sister Cunningham is the contact person. Amen. Praise God. They're going to be having a prayer breakfast. She'll be able to give you times and other information. On the 21st of May, evening service with Glorious Church. And we'll get more information as the time occurs. Amen. On Saturday, the 27th of May. Amen. Going to do an outside fish fry. And the event's going to be held here at Mount Zion. The sponsors, the kitchen committee, and we ask the Yams to join with them for the fish fry. On June the 4th, morning service. Amen. Praise God. That is Family and Friends Day. June the 10th, cooking class. Amen. Sponsored by the kitchen committee. Amen. Praise God. They will be doing baking. Amen. Praise God. On, amen. Praise God. 10th. So come out and get your bake on. All right. June the 11th. Amen. Praise God. At 5 p.m., which is Sunday, we will be having service at Refuge Temple, Bishop Fields. Amen. Praise God. We'll be going to Bishop Fields. Amen. On June the 17th at 12, Saturday, June the 24th, we have a trip to the African American Museum. I'm sorry.
Oh, let me
just
have a question.
Okay. That's to be sponsored by the senior ushers and the pastoral care.
Do we have tickets, number one?
I know you have to have tickets. We're working on that. If that date change and they cannot give us this date, you will know in advance.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you can also go on the computer and you can get tickets that way.
Yeah. And you can get how many you want.
This isn't Trina's announcement.
Yeah.
This is the announcement from African American Museum, the way they're doing it, so some people can get tickets.
Okay.
So they have like a lottery. You go in the middle of the morning, they say by 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
If it's not before 6:30 a.m., it's exactly at 6:30 a.m.
Okay.
You can get tickets.
Okay. Pastor, since we don't have an official count, is it okay just to order like 35? And is that okay?
Yeah, we can do that. And those are the group interests. That's the procedure for groups, right?
Well, that's the newest procedure that they're putting out.
Okay.
And it just said that you know that's because there's so many people want to go,
uh-huh.
So they're saying they gotta leave space for people who didn't get a chance to go.
Okay.
So they're doing like a lottery.
Okay.
So if you go by internet, as long as you go on before 6 o'clock daily, you know they have a way you can get it.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll check.
35 is fine.
Yeah.
First come, first serve.
Yeah, I'll check because I know the rules change per season. So I'll look it up and get back to everyone. But I will, if I'm able, I will off the top order 35 if I can do it that day.
That'll be fine.
Okay. You go on there. They are gone. They are gone. It's going to be extremely difficult to try to get even one ticket. Well, you know, a lot of tickets. Right now, I know for February on the 1st, so I would say for June or something like that, but it's very difficult to get past.
Okay, are you saying then they only get...
And that was for May. And then even when I went on there on February 1st, and most of all the tickets were gone for May already.
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes immediately.
Okay, so we'll make the effort to see what we can get. Yes, ma'am.
As Shanora was saying, I definitely agree with what Shanora. We do that, Lord willing. We just prepare ahead of time because, again, as she said, it's February and May is gone, right?
May is already
so
gone.
It just, you know, just to keep that in mind. So, I mean, the Lord can work it out if it will, but
keep in mind
that, people are out there waiting daily.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Two things. One, when I do plan things, I always pray, and for some reason, God, it don't matter how impossible it look, if it's God's will, and He always opens stuff up, and it may not be this month. Maybe that's when He don't want us to go. But I do go in prayer before I do any event, and y'all know. They open it up, even to the point they be closing down restaurants. They be like, we're going to hold it just for Mount Zion. So we know that's the Lord. Number two, I didn't tell anybody this because I haven't talked to the senator. But a senator did write Mount Zion and asked me to give him a call. He can get some tickets for us. So that's what I said. It may change, and I'll let y'all know. But I just wanted to give y'all that information from the senator.
Give God some praise for some favor. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Isn't God good?
Yes,
he is. All right. Praise God. Moving to July 8th. Amen. Praise God. We have a trip to Fredericksburg, Virginia, Bishop Palmer's 50th anniversary. Our service is going to be held there at the Hospitality Conference Center. That is July the 8th. And further details will be forthcoming. Amen. Praise God. On Sunday through the Friday, praise God, of July the 16th through the 21st will be, amen, praise God, our church anniversary service. Amen, praise God. This year, amen, praise God, we are going to have a banquet. You see, 722. Amen, praise God. We will celebrate our 33rd anniversary. Amen, praise God. We will have a banquet probably at 37th, probably. And so then, unless, amen, praise God, God says otherwise, praise God. So we'll celebrate this. The charge, amen, is going to be around $70 for this banquet. So, amen, don't wait until July to put up some money for the banquet. Make the determination that you want to be there. And if you make the determination that you want to be there, put a little money aside. And so then, praise God, it's amen, praise God, February, and amen, you got 5 months. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so then, praise God, and you can get it together. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right.
Pastor, I got a question. Yes, are we going to accept a payment ahead of time, like if someone want to pay towards their ticket? Is it okay to do that?
Yes, but with restriction. And the restriction is to keep those from taking the money, just overworking those that are taking the money.
Okay.
So here's the restriction. You can accept partial payments, but
okay.
Every partial payment, amen, is a minimum amount. That's a little bit, no, well, if y'all, I wasn't going to say 35. I was going to try to do 3. I don't want them going back for $5 and $2 and $3. So I don't want that. So then the minimum payment, praise God, needs to be between $15 and $20 for a minimum payment.
How much was the?
$70.
$70.
$15 and $20. So then, if you do the 15 and 20, if you do the minimum, you're gonna make 5 payments. And if you do to pay on the trip with less than $15, $15 or $20 is what you need to pay on the trip. So if you got $5, hold it. Put $5 more with it, and then put $5 more with that. Then come and give it to them.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God for payment on the banquet. Can we say amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. The 28th of July at 7:30, amen, we'll be in service with Holy Temple Church of Christ, Bishop Myra, amen, praise God, we'll be going to serve Holy Temple. On Saturday, July the 29th, the trip.
I wanted to go there.
Thank you, it's on the list, amen. July, amen, that was a part of our suggestion.
Wow.
Amen, praise God, July 29th, amen, praise God, trip to Gettysburg Battle Museum. The event is going to be sponsored by the Hospitality Club and the Yams. And so then they'll be, amen, getting out information to us and setting up the trip to Gettysburg to the Battle Museum. Sunday, July 30th, amen, praise God, communion service. Amen, praise God, communion ushers serving. Saturday, going into the month of August 5th, a car wash. That is going to be held here at Mount Zion, sponsored by the Yams. Service is going to be held at Rhema Church, and we'll get some.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know also, Rhema Church also is in Easton, Maryland as well. Just to say a little bit about the new churches that we're fellowshipping with, a lot of them have been contacting me from either the website or the radio broadcast, and they listen to all the pastor's sermons, and they go on our website monthly to see the new updates, and they invited to fellowship with us. So if you see some new churches on there, especially that Easton or that Queenstown, Maryland, it comes from them reaching out to us from the website and the radio broadcast. God is good.
Amen. That's good. God is praying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Moving to September. Amen. September 10th. Amen. Praise God. It's a morning service. Praise God. The Women's Day service. Amen. Praise God. Be held here. Amen. Praise God. Also sponsored by Mother Dews. Can we say amen?
Mm.
Amen. Praise God. On Saturday, the 23rd of September, we'll be feeding the homeless. This event sponsored by the senior ushers and the Yams. And on Saturday the 30th will be International Night. This event is sponsored by Sister Naga. Amen. And so then we'll be getting further information from her. Moving to October. October the 7th, train ride. Cumberland, Maryland. Amen. By the pastoral care. Amen. Praise God. So we'll be kicking off this birthday celebration.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. October the 8th, we will be in service with Rhema Church, Elder Dickinson. Amen. They will be coming to the Mount Zion Apostolic Church. We don't have someone signed up to host yet, so we'll let you know.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. on the 21st. You invited to dine out with for Pastor Cunningham. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. 71st birthday. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. That's going to be sponsored by the Pastoral Care. On the 29th of October, morning service, praise God, the joint communion, going to November. We're going on a trip to Cunningham's Falls Park for our birthday. That's up toward Gettysburg again. Amen, praise God. And this is sponsored by the Pastoral Care. Moving to the month of November. What I missed is... we were supposed to have a date for sending the Bibles to. That was to be June.
Right, so they can be sent out in August?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but prior to August. We've collected donations. If you look on the back of your bench, if you see an open with names of God, pick up a name of God. That's the Bible. That's the Bible that we'll be sending over. We're going to send 24 of those Bibles over. Amen. Praise God. To Jamaica. And so what we will do is, amen. Praise God. Have a Bible drive beginning in June. 1st of June. How that works is, praise God. Amen. This was from the kitchen committee.
Yeah.
And so then you'll give donation to Sister Kim Smith. And so then, it doesn't matter what you give, $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, you can pay it. You can drop $100, it don't matter. So whatever you give, can you say amen? And then praise God, we'll thank the Lord for your donation. And we have already acquired the Bibles. We found some Bibles at a good price. So amen, praise God. We've acquired 24 to send to them. So then they're boxed up and ready to go. So then, praise God, you will, amen, praise God, give a free will offering, praise God, during the month of, amen, praise God, June, Bibles for Jamaica. Can we say amen?
Question, these are staying here, these ones we're looking at here?
Yeah, those are,
I looked at it this
those
morning.
Are ours.
Yay!
We have a few scattered that are ours. Can we say amen?
Right.
And amen, and we're going to be sending 24 additional ones to Jamaica. Can
I
we say
ask
amen?
Why we're sending this one? Just ask.
I'm sorry.
Seem to be uniquely, the information is...
It's basically a regular file.
Okay.
So then, praise God, I didn't look through. Does it have I don't know if it has concordance.
I haven't got that. I'm intrigued by it.
Oh, good. Thank you, Lord. So then, praise God, we pray that they will be blessed with them. They are hard back, so they will fit as a pew Bible. When we send it to them, it will fit for a pew Bible. All right. We'll announce that then, praise God, as we come up to in the month of June. That will be our Bible drive for, amen, praise God, Pastor, amen, praise God, Barnes. It's always escaped my mind. Burroughs. All right. So Pastor by Holy Ark, Pastor Burroughs. Can we say amen? All right. So where did I leave off?
The preparation for Thanksgiving baskets.
Okay. So then, amen, praise God. For, amen, praise God. The members, amen, praise God. You will see, as always, praise God, the members will see the kitchen committee. Amen, praise God. Sister Smith and the non-members, that is, for the basket for non-members. Amen, praise God. That will be Sister Queen and the Hospitality Club. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Saturday, the 18th. Amen. Praise God. The Yams will sponsor Overcoming Addiction Seminar on the 11th service to us here at Mount Zion. Amen. Praise God. December. Question. All right. Amen. Praise God. December. Amen. Praise God. At end of the year, kitchen cleanup. Amen. Praise God. Kitchen committee. Come on, help us clean up the house of the Lord. And amen, set in order the kitchen after a year of service. Can we say amen?
Amen.
On the 9th of December, amen, Mount Zion holiday party. And amen. And I'm not sure, are we clear on the Christmas program that the Seeking Sisters. Oh, that's right. That's I'm thinking. This is by the Seeking Sisters. I'm thinking it was Yams, but it's Seeking Sisters. Is
yes,
correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So then, amen. Praise God. Mount Zion Holiday Party. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise God. We'll be getting more information on that holiday party. Amen. Praise God. And it is, amen, sponsored by Seeking Sisters. Something else. We were supposed to do the holiday party between November and December.
Yes.
But it's actually going to be December.
Right. It was going to be, the idea was
celebrate.
Go ahead.
The idea was to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas, like the holidays, so we had to get a date that was in between both.
Okay, so we settled on the 9th.
On the 9th.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay.
All right, and so then, praise God, the Christmas party on the 15th, amen, praise God, is by the Yams. Are we still, then that's held.
Celebrate,
that'd be,
yes.
That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. And so then, praise God. Yes, amen. All right, let's give God a praise. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, watch night service. Amen. Oh, excuse me. The Christmas program on the 22nd. Amen. Held here. Watch night service. This watch night is, amen, praise God, on a Sunday. Take note of the 31st of December of 2017 is on a Sunday. So take note, it's not going to be Sunday school or morning worship. But we're going to come for church at 9 p.m. So 12/31/2017, the watch night service is at 9 p.m. We will be having communion service. All right, that's our calendar for 2017. I'll be advised that, you know, this doesn't include every date. We still have some more dates that will be forthcoming. Amen, praise God. It doesn't mean that some things will not change. And so then you still have to listen to the weekly announcement. Here's how it works.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. When you see something that you have submitted to us, not on the calendar, that basically means it's not going to be done this year.
Okay.
It's not on the calendar for this year.
Okay.
However, amen. Praise God. Please, if you see it's not on the calendar, come to me for clarification.
Sure.
We can explain to you, you know, either because sometimes it could be an oversight, but usually that's not the case.
Okay.
But it possibly could be an oversight. So that's why you need to double check.
Okay.
The other thing is that you can resubmit.
Okay.
So if we didn't get to do it this year, and you still want to do it, and amen, praise God, you can resubmit.
Sure.
And so then we can possibly do it in 18. The other thing is, praise God, and I didn't mention this earlier, but the other thing is, praise God, that we are trying to move our business meeting to the month of February on a regular, and that's giving us time to do a more completed calendar. And so then that's giving us time. So understand that if you give me a yay long list of stuff, that the probability is there's always the possibility it was an oversight, and so you should double check. When you don't see what you wanted on the calendar, it basically it's not happening.
Okay.
But amen, double check with me, and I'll tell you no, that's not happening.
Okay.
We can reschedule it, or I can say, oh, I missed that, and so then and it was oversight.
Sure.
We good. Okay.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Can we talk about it afterwards? Okay. Okay. Also, just to piggyback off of what Pastor said, there's a couple of days, actually there's a few that didn't get put on the calendar because I'm waiting for the secretary. These are services that didn't get put on the calendar because I'm waiting for the secretaries to get back with me. So, like Pastor said, some of the dates, so, you know, might not be on the calendar. So if you guys hear me announce it in the program, it's only because a lot, I'm not even going to say a couple, it's more than two, services that's not on here that I will make the announcements ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm just asking.
I don't get what you're saying.
I just noticed that.
Because I'm waiting for a lot of the sec. Okay. They're still open.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah. And to be honest with you, majority of the people we fellowship, the saints we fellowship with, they want Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
But some will take Friday, but majority of them wants.
No, I wasn't asking for Friday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. At this point, this is going. If we don't have any other questions or concerns, then we'll be concluding our business meeting. All right, nothing else. Let's all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give our God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your time and coming out. Amen. Praise God. And hearing the business of the church, you have an overview. So keep your calendars handy, praise God, so you don't be in the dark and surprised. So you can plan ahead as well. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right, we thank God for you. Amen, praise God. Let's give our secretary, amen, praise God, a big hand. It's a lot of work keeping up with stuff and arranging dates and, amen, printing out our calendar and the business meeting and all of that. Amen, it requires some time. We are thankful, praise God, for the sacrifice. So let's give God another praise. All right, if nothing else, praise God, let's stand. Amen, praise God, and we'll be dismissed. Amen, ask the Deacon Rand to come and dismiss us in Jesus' name.
Will I please have repeat after me?
Yes, sir.